of a common parak dal mishnah zayin. Shor ha'isha, shor that belongs to a woman, shor ha'yesomim, or that belongs to yesomim, shor apotropos, or shor that also belonged to yesomim, but they had an apotropos, and he was involved in the responsibility of the shor. Shor ha'midbar, a wild shor, shor ha'hektish, shor that belonged to hektish, shor ha'ger shemesve en lo yorshim, or shor of a ger that died without any yorshim, harei elu chayavim misa. The Mishnah tells us that this is still a shor ha'niskol, and has all the halachas of a shor ha'niskol. The shor has to be killed. It doesn't matter by the fact that in these six cases, besides a regular case, the total of seven, that there was no owner. The Torah says the word shor seven times, and it comes to include these six plus a regular case, these seven. You see from here, the Ramban says in the Ramban al Torah that a shor haniskel has nothing to do with like a knas to the owner, because here there is no owner in a lot of these cases, except shor isha. And the yesomim, it's not their responsibility, they're children. And hektish also. So you see that it has nothing to do with that. Rather, the shor is chayv misa. Reb Yehuda omer shor hamidbar, shor hahektish, shor hager shemes. Those three, those are the three that have no owners, a wild shor or a shor that belongs to hektish, a shor of a ger that died. Those are p'tur min ha-misa, l'fisha ein lahem balim. Reb Yehuda holds that they're all potter from misa because there is no owner. The parsha of shor is specifically talking when there is an owner, because the Torah says v'huad bivalov, and it has to be where they have owners. But he doesn't darshan the fact that it says shor seven times. The first three, which is the shor of a woman, the shor of an apotropos or yesomim, you don't need any psukim to teach us, because they have owners. These shvarim have owners, and they should be chayv misa. And the reason that the other three are not is because, like we said, the Torah says v'huad bivalov. And similar to the Ramban, the Tshuvas HaRashba says on this also, Rabbi Yehuda was also moda that killing a shor is not like a knas to the owner. Rather, it's just a machlokas here. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's part of the gzeres hakosev that the shor is only stoned when it has owners. Not because we're trying to give a knas to the owners. But even though Rabbi Yehuda says that on a shor, that the shor, like for example, a shor of a ger that dies without any yorshim, so the shor is now ownerless. And the Mefarshim explained, even if the shor died while the ger was alive, and then the ger died, it's also pater from misa. That doesn't mean you don't kill a shor, because this shor is a dangerous shor. Why would you keep the shor around? Not only is it dangerous, nobody owns it. You're not really causing anybody any monetary loss. Hektish, we understand. Maybe that's a little different, but for sure, a shor of a ger that dies, or a shor of midbar, just a wild shor. So some poskim, the Ber Yitzchak Yerodeir, says that Yitaka killed the shor. It just doesn't have a din of a shor niskel, all the halachas of a shor niskel, but there's a din of biarta rami kirbecha, that you have to get rid of evil amongst your midst. You have to make sure that there's no takalas, no dangerous things out. So we would kill the shor anyway, just that Rabbi Yehuda would be molded, it just doesn't have the same dinim of a shor niskel. We don't stone it, then the Isser Banah, v'chula v'chula.